Hello, it's Gabriel McBird here. And Matt Margot is about to give us some fierce juice, I think. Going to be some garlic and ginger. I'm glad I've not got to go anywhere for the next couple of days, really. Or at least not into work. Garlic and ginger, and I think there's some melon juice as well. So it should be quite fun. Okay, so we actually went out and got some chips because we need a bit of food ballast. Apparently, if we have a shop, we're getting the equivalent of 30 cloves of garlic each, which is absolutely bloody crazy, man. So I'm going to record as me gagging. So we'll see how it goes. I'm quite scared. I think Kim is here. She's also apprehensive. You know, Miss Margot isn't trying any, which, you know, normally she does. So when I've got the golden shot in my hand, I will come back to you. Sorry about that. Right, now we're recording now.
Three, two, one.
That's full on.
I quite like that though.
Yeah, it's a little bit full on. I wouldn't say it makes me feel sick necessarily, but I wouldn't want to drink too much.
Now it's starting to burn. Now my chest is burning.
It's got quite a sweet sort of, yeah, it's alright that.
So my chest is burning.
It's alright, it's got quite a sweet odour to it. You can hear Miss Julie.
Maybe I shouldn't have. You know what? I should have waited for the chips to go down. Oh my god. That's my chest. Sorry, I've got
round far. Do you want more?
No.
It doesn't taste too strong. It does make you feel a bit sick. Ugh.
I don't think I should have let them chips. I should have waited for about an hour until them chips went down.
Yeah, what we need to get people to do is fancy. There must be a term for people who get the horn from puking on each other. Sycrophiliacs or something.
Bloody hell, that was. I just puked up all them chips.
I'm thinking, maybe I should.
You should do it in the dog's bar.
Or so to afterwards.
Have you drunk all that?
Yep.
Did you drink
that?
Literally, just had a shot.
Bloody hell, that's evil.
I can feel it.
What I would say about it is, it doesn't feel.
As soon as I even let it go in my mouth, I didn't even have.
I quite like it, but I just drank it too fast and then feel a bit sick. It's gone now.
Oh, really?
You know what it was? It's because we ate the chips. Should have waited.
I think I would have puked up anyway if I could.
No, I think you definitely got to have that on an empty stomach.
Where's the lid? This bottle.
It's right in front of
no, this bottle.
So it was, I'd say, Margot, how much of it have we drunk?
There's still loads there.
So how much?
I'm talking about loads.
How much did you put in? 60 cloves then Margot?
You might have just about 10 in that.
That was absolutely horrendous.
It was alright. And then as it settles down, it was getting hotter and hotter in my stomach.
I might as well go for a bit more of the damn stuff.
Give it
the
go for more?
Yeah.
I'm not going for no more.
Yeah, I'll drink it.
What do you want, the same amount?
Yeah, please. God, everyone's people. So we've had one person that's a bit rough. I felt a bit sick. I'm going to get some. Got lime and ginger with it. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. So.
Down.
Cheers.
Where's your hands?
Yeah. Thanks very
much.
I'm going to suck this a bit gentler.
Oh my gosh.
The lime takes here.
No, it was the garlic. I don't know, it was that garlic.
Yeah, it can make you feel a bit sick if you look at me. I just net the whole thing like a shot, and that's a bit heavy, probably.
I was
going
to
have
managed to down that, but...
I'm on round two.
A bit was enough. It was all right.
Mm.
And then warming up my stomach.
Yeah, and if you're going over to anyone, it will warm them up as well.
I can't believe that
you managed to take it, you know, take it in there. I'll tell you what it tastes like. When you do a crap that smells like garlic mayonnaise, in fact.
Anyway, I think we'll, that'll be it for now. To help it go down, I think.
I don't know. I'm going to have a